proclamation number 5264 dated the December 2, 1951. Transformation of nature. Deification. I cannot shape you according to my will. Instead, you must accomplish the work of transforming your nature yourself. For the purpose and goal of my whole plan of creation rests upon the fact that my created works will shape themselves into my children, into divine beings of their own free will. Each one of my living creations has so much strength that attaining the goal is certainly possible, yet the strength can also remain unused, and not even my omnipotence can change that if I don't want to infringe against my law of eternal order myself and enslave the will. You can, if you so want, shape yourselves into gods, into beings like me, who, having completely merged with me, are full of strength and yet think, want and act as blissful individual beings. You are able to do so. However, whether you want to do so must be your own choice. Your intentions, thoughts and actions are entirely free in the state of imperfection, but they can develop in any direction. Although the fact that you are entirely free can also result in your renewed fall into the abyss, it can nevertheless also procure you unlimited beatitudes which a bound will could never attain. You can fall abysmally low and lift yourselves to inconceivable heights, but at all times you are offered the support to hold on towards and make your ascent easier. I myself am always willing to be this support for you. I am always willing to stop you when you are in danger of falling, and I am always willing to pull you up when you appeal for my help. You are never defenselessly left at the mercy of danger. You are never so weak that you cannot appeal for help. But this, in turn, requires your will again, and you must believe in me if you want to request my help. However, this belief in me is already the first change of your will. Hence it also signifies assured help. It is this faith I want to awaken in the beings which, embedded as human beings, don't use their will correctly, which constantly strive downwards under in grave danger of falling into the abyss. A tiny spark of faith in a power can stop their fall, and I try to make myself known to people so that they will gain this faith. There is so much evidence of intervention by my power and love in every individual person's life, that every individual can easily win this faith by merely paying attention to these small proofs. Yet the human being's thinking is taking wrong paths, and this, again, because he lives without love, for he can only believe if his thinking is right, and he can only think right if his heart is willing to love. Every person is indeed able to love, except that he himself is the goal of his love, and this love of self is to be changed into love for one's neighbor first before the word love is appropriate, which results in faith. The human being constantly lives in an environment where he can practice neighborly love, yet he will never be forced to do so. Even so, everything depends on whether he kindles love within himself and fans it into a bright flame. Everything depends on it: realization, faith, correct use of his will, and eternal bliss. However, he cannot be forced to love, he can only ever be admonished and encouraged. Love must ignite itself in him and thereby effectively also accomplish his transformation of nature, as this is the purpose and goal of his earthly existence, as well as the completion of my eternal plan of salvation, which intends to deify what came forth from my hand as work of creation, but shall attain the highest bliss which I cannot give but must be acquired by the being itself. Amen.